CBS Island World. I'm John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. We're to the surface of the planet Mars with Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your donations and subscriptions are wonderfully well received, not only by Bob, but also by brave little Ingenuity. The flights of Ingenuity are a marvel because this was meant to last, oh, a few days, a couple of tests. The flying toaster that's accompanying the rover Perseverance. But now, how many flights is it now, Bob?
Well, it's completed 20 flights. It's completed 19 flights. The 20th flight is any moment now. It could have actually happened yesterday. They have not announced any results. I've not seen any pictures yet. So it could still be happening today, tomorrow, or the next few days. But they've done 19 successful flights. They did an update. I've got a post on Behind the Black, which will show you where the Ingenuity sits right now, where it's planning to land, where Perseverance is. Perseverance, by the way, is sort of making time on the surface. It's finally beginning to move and has really leaped ahead of Ingenuity. It was behind it. Now it's ahead of it, and so Ingenuity's got to kind of catch up. Ingenuity is going to take a shortcut to later targets, while the rover will take a longer route to avoid rough ground. In the update, they announced the reasons, several issues that had caused the delay to the 19th flight. There was a dust storm. The dust storm caused two problems. It had put dirt on one of the navigation cameras, dust, and it also put dust inside they're what they call the swash plate assemblies. These are things that swivel, help move the propeller, I think. And so they had to clear the lens off first, and they all had to clear those swash plates. They had developed techniques to do that before launch. This was a test of those techniques would work, and they did work, and so they proceeded to do the 19th flight. They're now getting ready to do the 20th. And this it just keeps going, John. Like an energizer bunny, it just keeps going.
Ingenuity is a wonder. I know Perseverance is the main event. I understand that, but the fact that it exceeded its expectations, Bob, reminding me of Oppy, all those years that Opportunity flew. Someday, I guess Ingenuity will be a weather station or something fixed when it can no longer fly, and then we'll recover it for the Smithsonian on Mars, once upon a time. Now we go to Curiosity. The original rover, Curiosity, continues to send images that are, Bob, I hope Hollywood can match this someday when they do the Mars movies. Because these are shockingly strange, always, whenever you put them up.
Yes, this most recent image I found actually today. It came down from Curiosity. It was taken by the Mars Hand Lens Imager. This is Molly. This is a camera that's designed to take extremely close high-resolution images, basically macro images of very small objects. And I was looking at it and saying, my gosh, what is that? And it looked like a flower at first from the little thumbnail. So I looked at the main image, and what it does look like, this very small, it's probably no more than a quarter of an inch across. It looks like a flower. It looks like a cave helictite. For those people who know anything about cave formations, helictites form in caves. They kind of look like roots. They're very mover. They're not like stalactites or soda straws that go down vertically. They grow in all kinds of directions, usually from the ceiling down. And the reason they do that is because the water that's percolating through them is under pressure. So when it comes out the tip, it can go in any direction and deposit material. It's calcite in any direction. So these things grow randomly. And this formation, tiny formation on Mars, looks kind of like that. Now, it wasn't water that was running through this thing, almost certainly. Almost, not certain, but almost certainly. So how it formed, I haven't the faintest idea, but it's incredibly cool, John.
And is NASA working on this, Bob? Are they sending this around?
Oh, of course. It's not NASA. You know me, John. I get annoyed by that. It is not NASA working on this. The scientists who took this picture are absolutely, I guarantee you, agog at this and are trying to figure out what's going on. They took an infrared image of it as well to figure out the temperature differences. I think the tips of this thing is cooler than the interior. And so the scientists are absolutely working.
When I first spotted Bob, my thought, because the brain searches for analogies, that's how you imagine pictures. I thought of something at the bottom of the ocean growing alive, a tubular No, something near those sulfur vents. You know, the exophiles.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What are they called? The extremophiles. That's what I.
Yeah, first, yeah.
That's what my brain locked in. All right, let's go to. Let's also stay on Mars, Bob. Barren ground in northern lowlands. What's the significance for you for this?
All right, this is another cool image that I got from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It shows a place that looks very dry and barren. You can see striations, parallel grooves from the northeast to the southwest that are probably laid down by glaciers that once existed on top of this. The problem is that the location of this in Utopia Plantasia is in the latitudes where you should see lots of ice. So why is there no ice here? I mean, it could be that there is ice and I just don't know where to look for it, but it surely looks like dry, barren ground. And so this is a mystery. We're in a place where there should be ice on Mars based on every other image I've looked at, and there isn't any, and who knows? It's just the unknowns of the planet, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. And your donations and subscriptions, especially interesting, because if that was at the bottom of an ocean, you understand. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.